Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. I'm here with Chad and Adam from La Quinta. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I got to give a quick plug. We have our Durango Rocks coming up, which is our annual awards event. That will happen on the 18th or Thursday. We record this a week in advance. But anyway, if you haven't gotten your tickets, make sure you go to durangobusiness.org. And you can also go to durangoconcerts.com. And you guys should come up to the Durango Rocks.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Maybe we can... get some people in the in the room, some heads in beds for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll give a shameless plug up while I'm standing there in my tuxedo. But so you guys, La Quinta, out here in Bodo Park, so to speak, kind of over by the movie theaters. How long have you been open now?
We opened up September 22nd, 2016, so just over a year now.
Nice.
And we're at a great location right by the Vantiv call center, and then also by the Durango Mall. So.
Right. Now, how many rooms do you have there?
So we have 98 rooms. 26 of those rooms are suites,
okay,
which are a little bit larger. Right. I personally, when I come up, I've stayed in those rooms, and they're perfect for that business traveler because there's actually a lot of room in there.
So what are some of the amenities that are in the suites? Yes. I mean, as far as, do you have a little fridge, things like that? Or?
Absolutely. Actually, all of our rooms do have a fridge and a microwave as well. And then our suites also have a pull-out sofa. It's actually a chaise lounge. Mm-hmm. So you've got the part you can pull out to the sofa, sofa bed, and then also the part where you can just relax and watch TV. But a little bit longer room, about another 12 feet longer than a traditional room. So
now, and the other rooms, are they, like... queen beds, double queens, kind of walk me through the other rooms.
Yeah, we actually have our standard king rooms, and then we also have two queen rooms, so two queen beds in the room.
Okay.
And then we have some handicap accessible rooms as well, so nice. If someone needs that, we've got that.
Right.
And then we also have our suites. We have king suites, so the king bed plus pull-out sofa, and then we also have our two queen beds with a pull-out sofa as well.
And 98 rooms total.
Correct.
So why not 100? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, you guys. But, awesome. Now, if somebody goes to La Quinta and they're, I want to say, the frequent flyer, the frequent stayer, are there the rewards program? And if so, is it just for La Quinta? Or you guys like kind of branch out? Because I know sometimes I stay somewhere and all of a sudden I find out it's a property owned by XYZ and I'm going, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, La Quinta is a great brand, like you said, sometimes you go to these places.
There you go. You got to frame up your video there. There you go. All right.
But you go to these places, and you'll find out that some of the different brands, with Hilton and Marriott and stuff like that, they have a bunch of different brands that are to a ton of different types of travelers. But La Quinta is kind of a universal, hotel. And it's perfect for almost every traveler. You have your families that come through with their pets.
Right. So you're pet friendly.
We're extremely pet friendly.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. We love our dogs and we really cater to those people. There's a lot of business travelers nowadays that travel with their pets.
Uh-huh.
And so it's perfect because they have the space to do their work and they can feel happy and secure with bringing their animal.
Well, and I think, I traveled recently down through Texas. I actually stayed at La Quinta. I think it was in Childress, and very pet-friendly. And one of the nice things, it just was like, they said the rate, and they go, we do have, do you guys charge for, like, a pet? Because I think that one I stayed at may have, like, a little $25 deposit. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. We actually don't charge pet fees right now at
Say,
La Quinta.
What?
Yeah, we don't. I know.
Wow.
But,
it's unheard of.
Yeah. Which is very, we've heard of some places that charge some pretty outrageous amounts, but we don't charge any pet fees right now, and mainly what we do have is we have a pet policy, and we try and keep it to domestic animals.
Sure.
We have it. So
don't bring your tiger.
Yeah, don't. No tigers. Yeah. No boa constrictors. We're not big fans of snakes, I guess. But really, we just want those people that do travel with their pets to have a nice place to stay and not be charged anything extra.
So let me ask you that. When you said, so how much are your rates? What are they average, throughout the year?
Our rates are very competitive. Being a brand new hotel and with the amenities that we provide, the free Wi-Fi, the free breakfast, being able to bring your pet for free,
right?
And the space in those rooms. I mean, you have a great deal. Our peak season, you're looking at $135 to $175.
Oh wow! Okay.
And then in off season, like right now, kind of, mm-hmm. you're looking at $85 to $105.
Right.
And our corporate rates are even better than that. So if people are listening and you have business coming into town, we would love to partner with you sure. and set up some corporate rates or right. some group rates for you guys.
You know, and a really cool part, too, is that you're right there on the river, so you have easy access. You know, if someone wants to go fly fishing or whatever, you can go walk right down and over by the high bridge or wherever and, you know, wet a line, so to speak.
Yeah. Our maintenance guy seems to like fly fishing a lot. I always catch him out there on his break. He's out there doing a little fishing. I'm like, well, come back to work.
But yeah, I agree. Reel him back in, no pun intended. So when you're staying there, now you mentioned the breakfast. Now my son used to play soccer, mm-hmm. and we travel all over. And one of the things, you know, they say they have a breakfast. You get there and it's just a Danish, and you have some juice and maybe some fruit. Do you guys have an expanded breakfast?
We do. It's a full hot breakfast, so we have not only the waffles, uh-huh. But we also have eggs and bacon or eggs and sausage.
Okay.
And then we also have the cold items, your cereal, oatmeal, bagels, Danishes, muffins. Sure. So we've got a large variety of coffees 24 hours a day.
Okay.
And then we also have our juices in the morning as well.
Wow. Now, is that on top of or is that included in the room?
Included in the room, yeah. Okay. And the best part about that is bacon, right?
Well, yeah.
everybody loves bacon.
Yeah, you did say bacon, yeah.
We actually, one of the things that we do on the weekends is we actually do a regional kind of favorite. We do green chili and tortillas on the weekends.
Wow. So spice, make your own little burrito.
That's right. It's really
very
good.
Cool. Yeah, very cool.
Now, very big hit.
And so I want to ask, because of the location and everything, what has been some of the biggest benefits that you've seen having the property located kind of south of town?
Yeah. You know, I think for us, one of the biggest benefits that we see is we see a lot of people, you know, that are traveling out to the hospital mm-hmm. that want to stay a little bit, you know, maybe off of the main downtown. And so we see a lot of people that say, hey, I like the location. They can take that river walk just right into town if they want to. And then also a lot of people like to go to the movie theater, which is right next door, the Allen Theater. Right. And then the Durango Mall right next to us. They like to have
location,
a little shopping.
Location.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You have Ska Brewery right here across the street.
Right.
And you have then this industrial area. If mm-hmm. they're working here in this park right here, then it's perfect because it's right across the street.
And absolutely.
You can't get better than the free breakfast, right?
Right. Absolutely. And pets stay free. I mean, there's a lot of the great amenity. Now, if somebody wants to book a room, is there a local number they should call, or do you have the 800 number? What is the best?
Yeah. So the best way to reach us is going to be locally, which is 970-259-8400. Okay. They can also go on to LQ.com. So La Quinta or LQ.com.
Uh-huh.
And search for all of our locations. If they're planning a trip, it actually has a journey tracker, essentially. Okay. So if you're going from New Mexico up to Wyoming, it will tell you the different locations that we have.
Right. Now, I have to tell you, this is a true story. I'm not just saying this because you guys are in here. I had a gentleman call the chamber, and this was probably a year and a half ago. You had not opened yet. And he said, when is the new La Quinta going to open? And I kind of laughed. I said, well, I think probably another couple months, but, you know, we have a lot of other hotels. He goes, nope, we travel and we stay at La Quinta brand. He said, we love La Quintas, and we will come back to Durango when the La Quinta opens. True story.
Absolutely.
Wow. I don't know his name, but he told me that. So
that's
cool.
That's very good. You know, we have a good loyal following. You know, we do have a rewards program that people like to stay with us. It's very competitive with something like a Hilton or a Marriott. You get 10 points for every dollar you spend.
Okay.
And free nights start at 6,000 points.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, obviously wherever you're traveling, you can look up to see if they have some of those nights available.
Right, and you're just able to accumulate. Now, let me ask this, because, you know, you're kind of out, like you mentioned, south of town, and I don't know. If somebody needs to get to the airport, can you help get them there? Or do you have, here's the taxi, here's Uber, and assist with that? Because that's about the customer service, kind of the concierge front desk person.
Absolutely. You know, right now we don't have a shuttle. We're looking into that. But we do have Durango Cab,
right.
The Uber, you know, and Animus Transportation, some of these other venues. Sure. And so that's what we try and do is work with them a lot locally.
Right.
You know, we want to try and send them the business so that they can, you know, work with the guests and take care of them just like they've taken care of us.
Well, and I think, too, you know, the people coming in and you guys being local, I mean, one of the best parts about it is just you understand the area, you understand what there is to do, because that is one of the things that I know with the soccer tournaments, we go, oh, what is there to do, you know, in the Albuquerque area or down in, you know, Tucson, Phoenix, and the front desk person was always the best. Now, we'd also, I always ask that question, so where's a good place to eat? And they rattle off a few and said, where would you go to eat? So obviously, you know, kind of that locally owned, so to speak, operated, you guys are the concierge taking care of your guests.
Absolutely. And there's so many great things here in Durango, great restaurants, great places to shop, great places to go visit. And so we see that a lot with our guests. They they are always asking us, where should we go? What's the best place? Where would you go for dinner?
Right.
And so we've got a lot of different options. And so that's why we really like to work with a lot of local places. You know, Durango is kind of a local haven of spots. You know, there's
so many local spots. You know, absolutely. Right, so I can see it from the window here. Workout room. I know a lot of times people travel and they want to get that little, you know, burn going in the morning or at night. Do you have those? Yeah. What are those amenities?
I'm gonna be in there later tonight. I need to get that New Year's resolution started.
Yeah, me too.
It's a great room. They have some great machines, brand new machines. I mean, it is a brand new property, so you got brand new machines. You have weights. There's TV in there.
A couple ellipticals. Yeah. We have some free weights as well. So we do have some medicine balls as well. You know, people like that if they're going to be doing some sit-ups or different things. But it's 24 hours a day, access with your key card, and you could work out 3 in the morning if you really wanted to. Good. Well, hats off to you.
My son works graveyards, and he'll text him sometimes, and he'll be like, yep, I'm going to work out. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I got off work early, and he's going at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the places that he's at.
Absolutely. We even have a little meeting space as well. Probably about 35 people is probably about the most we can fit in there. So it's not a huge area, but it's a great area for someone that wants to have safety meetings or some continuing education classes.
Now, let me ask you, can people bring their own food? Let's say they want like Zia Taqueria or Sirius Texas or some one of the many restaurants. Can they have that catered in?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's one of the nice things is we do have a little sweet shop there at the front desk. So if they wanted to get some waters or some, you know, Cokes or whatever, we've got that there. But the other thing is that we have that all the time where people want to cater and bring in their own food, and we're good with that. We love that.
And that can, you know, no offense to other properties that do require you to use their services, but that can save sometimes money or, you know, certain pallets or whatever, you know, and that a variety that provides. So, again, where are you guys located?
We're located at 125 Mercury Village Drive, right next to the Allen Theater, the Durango Mall, and the Vantive Call Center, everyone knows where that is.
Yep.
And we're there 24 hours a day. We have somebody at the front desk all that time. So
Always open.
Give us a call anytime.
And again, if you have relatives coming in that you don't want to stay at your house, give them a call. It's 970-259-8400. And LQ.com is the website. So do we catch it all?
Can we, I just want to plug one more thing.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
If we can, you know, our management company has hotels all in the Four Corners region here. We're opening a brand new one down in Kingman, Arizona, and then Flagstaff as well.
Oh, nice.
And then we have two hotels in Gallup, the Holiday Inn Express and the Town Place Suites, which is brand new. And then we have up in Silt or Rifle. If anybody's traveling up that way, we have a Holiday Inn Express.
Wow.
And then this brand new La Quinta right here. So if you're traveling along through this region, you know, we have you covered.
Absolutely. My dad was born in Rifle.
Hey.
There's some
nice. There you go. Nice.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. We got to wrap it up in this Facebook Live thing.
Yeah.
Don't quit. I'm not sure about your camera operating.
I'm not.
But,
you know,
Chad, it's
not the greatest. But I have been told I have a face for radio.
You and me both. Again, check out La Quinta out here in Bodo Park. We got to send it back to the ESPN studios. Have a great day.